Welcome to Carving Out Your Financial Destiny, Goal Setting Galore, a cornerstone session of the ProfitMancer Money Mastery Program. I'm Sharon and I'll be your navigator as we plot a course through the treacherous but thrilling seas of financial goal setting. Today we dive deep into personal and business financial goals, navigate the nuances of good versus bad debt, and empower you to leverage debt intelligently. In the words of the legendary investor Warren Buffett, someone sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. This session is all about planting those trees, both in your personal financial garden and in the fertile ground of your business. It's about setting goals that aren't just ambitious, but are smart, achievable, and designed to build your financial empire brick by brick. When charting the course of your entrepreneurial voyage, the compass that guides you is your set of personal financial goals. These aren't just whimsical daydreams about luxuries and escapes. They're the concrete, actionable targets that fuel your drive and dictate your financial strategy. Whether you're envisioning a serene retirement by the lake, achieving financial independence at a young age, or securing a future of wealth and comfort for your family, it all starts here with goals that are as ambitious as they are precise. Begin by painting a vivid picture of your ideal future. Where do you see yourself in the next decade or two? Are you lounging in your dream home, traveling the world, or perhaps reveling in the joy of financial serenity, free from the shackles of obligatory work? Define these visions with clear, measurable goals. For instance, transitioning from "I want to be wealthy" to "I aim to have a net worth of $1 million by 2030 not only clarifies your target, but it also sets the stage for actionable planning. In navigating the complex landscape of personal finance, the distinction between good and bad debt isn't just academic, it's critical for strategic financial planning. Good and bad debt differ not only in their potential to affect your financial health, but also in their impact on your ability to reach your long-term financial goals. Good debt acts as a lever to elevate your financial position. It's characterized by lower interest rates, potential tax advantages, and most importantly, it serves an investment purpose that is expected to generate value over time. For instance, a mortgage on a home in a desirable area can be considered good debt. The property is likely to appreciate in value, building equity and wealth. Similarly, student loans, despite being a significant burden for many, are classified as good debt because they're an investment in one's future earning potential. The key to managing good debt is to ensure that the return on the investment it supports, whether in the increased property value, higher income, or another form of financial gain, exceeds the cost of the debt over time. Conversely, bad debt typically involves borrowing for spending that doesn't provide a financial return. High interest credit card debt is the perfect example. Purchases made with these cards often depreciate quickly, leaving you paying interest on items that no longer hold value. The cost of bad debt isn't just the interest paid, but the opportunity cost of money that could have been invested elsewhere for growth. So how does one distinguish between good and bad debt in practical terms? The answer lies in asking the right questions before taking on any debt. Will this debt serve an investment purpose that is likely to increase my net worth or income over time? That's good debt. Does this debt come with a high interest rate that will make repayment a significant burden? That's bad debt. Are there potential tax advantages to this debt that can offset some of the costs? Often good debt. Am I incurring the debt to purchase something that will lose value rapidly? Bad debt. Understanding the difference between good and bad debt is the first step. The next is to use this knowledge strategically to enhance your financial position. This might mean prioritizing the repayment of high-interest bad debt while leveraging good debt to build assets and wealth. It could also involve refinancing existing bad debt into more favorable terms whenever possible. By approaching debt with a discerning eye and a strategic mindset, you can ensure that your borrowing decisions support your financial goals rather than undermining them. Remember, in the world of personal finance, not all debt is a foe. When used widely, it can be a formidable ally on your journey to financial success. Life, much like business, is unpredictable. An emergency fund is your financial buoy in the stormy seas of unforeseen circumstances, a job loss, medical emergency, or urgent home repairs. Strive to set aside 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses, ensuring that when life does happen, your dreams remain untarnished and your goals undeterred. Investing is the art of making your money work for you, and it's a critical component of any robust financial plan. Begin with understanding your risk tolerance and exploring investment vehicles that align with your goals and timeline. Whether it's stocks, bonds, real estate, or retirement accounts, the key is to start early, diversify, and think long term. Retirement planning in particular should not be an afterthought. Envision your ideal retirement and back into what it will take financially to get there. This might mean maximizing contributions to retirement accounts, seeking out tax-advantaged investments, or simply being consistent in your savings efforts. Your financial goals are not set in stone. They're living, breathing targets that should evolve as you do. You want to revisit and adjust these goals as necessary. Celebrate milestones, recalibrate after setbacks, and always keeping your eyes on the prize. As we pivot from the personal to the professional, it's crucial to understand how intertwined your business financial goals are with your personal aspirations. Your business serves as both the engine and fuel for your financial future. So setting and achieving these goals is paramount. At the heart of your entrepreneurial journey are your business's financial goals. These aren't just arbitrary numbers, but the milestones that will guide your business towards long-term success and sustainability. Whether it's hitting specific revenue targets, achieving desirable profit margins, or successfully navigating funding rounds, each goal is a stepping stone toward your ultimate vision. But beyond the cold, hard numbers lie the dreams of market expansion, product innovation, and industry disruption. These goals should be ambitious enough to push you out of your comfort zone while still being rooted in reality. Just as with personal finance, your business will likely encounter opportunities to leverage debt. Understanding the difference between good and bad debt is essential in making informed decisions. Good debt in business can be a powerful tool for growth. It's the calculated risk of borrowing to invest in areas of your business that promise a return greater than the cost of the loan itself. This might include purchasing new equipment that increases production efficiency, investing in R&D for a groundbreaking new product, or even acquiring a smaller competitor to expand your market share. Conversely, bad debt is incurred when the loan does not directly contribute to business growth or when the cost of the loan outweighs the potential return. This can include high-interest loans used to cover short-term operational costs rather than strategic, growth-oriented investments. The key is to use debt strategically, ensuring that every dollar borrowed is a dollar invested toward achieving your business objectives. Your business's growth strategy should be directly aligned with your personal financial goals. This means not only setting business goals that are ambitious and growth-focused, but also ensuring that the growth of your business translates into personal financial success. It involves careful planning, from reinvesting profits to expand the business to drawing a personal salary that supports your lifestyle without stifling the company's growth potential. It's a delicate balance between reinvestment and reward, requiring constant evaluation and adjustment, as both your business and personal financial landscape evolve. Moreover, consider how your business can create sustainable long-term value. This might involve diversifying revenue streams, as we've looked at, developing passive income sources within the business, or planning for an eventual exit strategy that maximizes your financial return. When it comes to setting business financial goals, you want to establish clear, quantifiable goals for revenue and profit margins. Use historical data, industry benchmarks, and growth projections to set realistic yet challenging targets. You want to identify areas where investing in your business can drive significant growth. Determine how much debt, if any, you're willing to take on to finance these investments, and how this debt aligns with the concept of good versus bad debt. And finally, ensure that your business financial goals support your personal financial aspirations. This includes strategies for salary, dividends, or profit distributions that align with your personal financial planning. To help you apply the concepts we've covered today, I've created a worksheet that walks you through setting your personal and business financial goals and evaluating potential debt as good or bad. It's your blueprint for financial success, so dive in and let's start building.